Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Beautiful day outside. And I don't usually do a Saturday show, but I have a special event that I'd like to talk about. Yes. It's the 9th annual Mom Blues celebrates mothers and families in New York City. Bands with moms who rock, dads who rock, and a variety of activities. Yeah, Mom Blues 2012. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be there and seeing the event. It's an all-around great family event to come to. It's on the water, it's outside, and best of all, it's free. With performances by Meg's Melodies, your MC of the event, me, Nancy Lombardo, Parents with Angst, Sing-Along Steve, Cam Jennings, Aaron Lee, and the Up Past Bedtime Band. Also Wanted, Pirates, Jane Getter. There'll be free samples and all kinds of stuff going on with music and poetry, dance, singing, crafts, faints, painting, kids' activities. Yep, it begins at 11. The music activities runs till 5. It's Riverside Park South on the pier. Entrance is at West 68th Street in Hudson River. You can follow it around. Go all the way to the river, and you'll see everybody going down there. For more information, go to www.mamapalooza.com. And it's terrific. This started out as a tiny little event, 2004. Joy Rose started it, and it was at the Cutting Room, and I think 75 people might have been involved in it, including me. But it's just a great event, and now it's grown to an international festival. So that's really great, and I see we have a guest in the chat room already. Thank you, guest, for tuning in. Why don't we start our show today with a little mommity comedy, and I got to tell you, it's some of the most talented people you're going to see there. The bands, everyone. It's just great. So I'm going to do a little of my comedy from, I think this was the 2010 show. Here we go.
Christopher again! Boy, I will do anything not to pay union musicians. You know? I just... Hello there, you sweetie. Well, want to be in a show? Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no late. You buy 8 drinks now. Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me. Yes, Nancy Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor 3 seconds. speaking in Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun. Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She
does it. Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want you stinky old present. You're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding. You're not even seated. They're like, Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They just gonna throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first in my land of hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. I didn't know. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Linda! No, 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 I don't have time for this kind of stuff. What I'm saying, so don't! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms. Cliches, you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home, she goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store, I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair and my mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow, and she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right, you feeling poetic?
Feeling poetic.
Okay, feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I won't dream of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong, unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. Like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice, except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Because men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
show Momedy. That was Momedy at the Broadway Comedy Club, and that was such a great, great show, Momedy. And so Mama Palooza, May 20th, 11 to 5 p.m., live in the park. Oh, it's going to be great. They got little jamboree things for the kids to run around in and stuff, and you know, all that's made possible. It's free to the public, but it's all made possible by Power Pilates, Jamboree, Mom Made, clickandimprove.com, Summer on the Hudson, Riverside Park. They do a fantastic job, Zen, everybody. It's just terrific. Cabot Cheese and Working Mother. I go for the Cabot Cheese because they give that out for free. If you want more information on Mamapalooza, go to www.mamapalooza.com. And I have my buddies. Rudy, I'm sorry you're not feeling well. Feel better, buddy. And Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Betty Jo, thank you for tuning in. I don't usually do a Saturday show, but you'll like this, Betty. I was working on a film, and by working, I mean in the background of the new Jude Law film, and I saw him in person. Ooh, I actually have a Jude Law story. I was going down a dark staircase to go into holding. That's where they keep the actors holding, like a pen. And I guess he was coming up the staircase. I bent down to tie my shoe, and he stepped on something. It snapped and cracked, not me, but I thought it was like a firecracker. So I jump up, I'm face to face with him, and we both go, ah, scream, and I go, you scared me, and he goes, well, you scared me. I said, sorry, and he said, sorry, and that was my Jude Law moment. All fun, and the Betty White roast was fantastic. Oh, my gosh, what fun I had, and Monday I'll be going to the Obies. That's going to be terrific, too. Boy, I'm just surrounded by celebrities this month. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see me and all the celebrities there. Who did I meet? Oscar Nunez was there. Jeffrey Ross. The dog Uggy. I got a fuzzy picture of me and Uggy from The Artiste. Oh, I'm just living the life, aren't I? But speaking of the Mamapalooza Festival, there's so many great musicians there. I don't know where to begin. So I started by downloading some of them, and here's a song that really explains the Mamapalooza Festival, and I believe this is by Carol Lester.
Well, I read history from every point of view.
Very Good by Carol Lester. It's terrific. The only other news, hi Rudy, the only news footage of me is with Little Plastic Ankles. Very funny. You should watch that. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. She had this great little piece done on her. It was on YouTube, though. I thought it was the local news station did it, Betty. Wasn't it the local news station? Anyway, it's great. Tomorrow's going to be a great festival celebrating, you know, it's a whole Mollapalooza festival down at Riverside Park in 68th. Check it out there. Let's see. What didn't I play? Here's one called Feed the... No, I think I just did that one. Feed the Love, Starve the War by Carol Lester. And I got a lot of fun moms to put on. This one looks very long. Let me see here. What's a shorter one? Oh, here's one by Housewives on Prozac. Betty, I can do Katherine Hepburn. You old poop. That was Housewives on Prozac. That was Housewives on Prozac is Joy Rose, who founded Mollapalooza Festival right after 9/11. And she's just a great woman, and she's like a powerhouse. Look her up. Look up Mollapalooza and see all the great things they're doing, bringing moms together in arts, literature, science, performing. It's all good, and here's another little house. What do you, Betty, I'm not doing anything every Tuesday. If I'm not doing a gig, yes, Betty Jo, I will call in if I'm not doing a gig. Rudy, I've got a joke for you. Lindsay Lohan's making a sequel to the movie, I got to remember, and I forgot the name of the car, Herbie. That's it. Let me go backwards. Okay, start the joke again. Lindsay Lohan's making a sequel to the movie Herbie Fully Loaded. Lindsay, always loaded.
Nya, nya, nya.
There's a little more housewife on Prozac. And Rudy Keisley are just having a two-person fun fest in there, Movie Attic headquarters. Who do you have on next week, Betty Jo? Who's going to be on the show? Did you post that? So I can see, I assume it has something to do with Katharine Hepburn. Love that Katharine Hepburn. It's always fun. Yeah, so this Sunday, tomorrow, it's going to be a great time outside. We're going to have a lot of fun. Just having a good time with all these very talented musicians. I'm going to play another one right now.
Thank you.
Talented people in the Mompalooza Festival, and we've got Venus, is that how you say your name? From Turkey, all the way from Turkey. Wow, terrific. I think you beat the longest distance. You've got Colorado and Rudy somewhere, wherever land Rudy's in. It's Venus, thank you for listening. Oh. Wow, Rudy, you don't torture my guest, okay? I have so many, there's so many women who are a great part of the festival, and here's a terrific song. If you're a mom, I am doing this song for moms everywhere. Here we go. A terrific song.
Dream I would someday hold you. I wished up. love to share our tales of our parenting woes. These conversations have got friendships built, but the bond that holds us fast may just be old-fashioned guilt. Doubt, remorse, regret, frustration, anger, and fatigue. Well, they call me on the phone, and here is what they say to me.
I got some bad mother blues. Got those. Blue. I can have these feelings and still love you, but today I'm afraid I got those bad mother blues. I take my kid clothes shopping at the local downtown mall. Will you think that I could watch them? Well, then one it just took off. My heart was full of horror and my body full of dread. The visions of abduction, they are running through my head. I found him moments later, just as happy as can be. He was only gone a moment, he took years off me.
I had my kids for 10 hours to close a business deal. I rushed right home to eat his frozen meal.
A pocket full of sisters, a pocket.
Tenderness and grace will remember all the hardships that I faced.
They say grandchildren are a parent's best friend, and if you have kids of your own, you know the blues they make prevent. You'll get those bad mother blues. Got those bad, I'm a bad mother blues.
Honey, you're going to poke your eye out. That's why.
Blue.
Wow. Sorry.
Love that song. That's the Motherlode Trio for the festivals in the past festivals. Rudy and Betty, you guys are a duo crazy comedy team going on there. Betty Jo, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. All right. She's going to be talking about Katharine Hepburn next Tuesday, so tune in. And Betty Jo, this song I dedicate to you.
I'm going to blame it on my mother for what she did to me. For messing with my psyche since I was only 3. For having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm going
gonna blame it on my mother every time I need a beer. I'm gonna blame it on my mother for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died 'cause he was old. Once she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, I'm gonna. Because of your family, you're nuts. Because you're nuts, crazy, insane. Who are you trying to kid?
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother.
Make me. Cray to the Z. Make me. Cray to the Z.
No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke. I can take some meds. But I can't smoke.
Make me. Cray to the Z.
Come on and share the wine.
Make me.
Having a good time in that chat room, you two silly, silly people there. You guys, how about a little promo for a friend who's not here because it's Saturday, and I probably took him by surprise because I didn't do the show Friday.
Say to say goodbye, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
George Bettinger every day at 4 p.m. usually. And now a little bit of Betty. I love that group, Betty, because it's named after my favorite radio show, Movietic Headquarters, Betty Jo. Here's a little song by Betty for Jane.
You sashay over, ride that beat lumbering by. Catch a seat from the python, smack that nasty tsetse fly. Dodge a zombie, dig the quicksand. Duck the bird and Billy Jack. Angels are no shadows till you rip that cocoon open wide.
Thank you.
Wow, Betty. Betty, I love them. Terrific. Ah, people, you guys are having too much fun. Poor Rudy can't talk, so he's using the chat room to express himself. And Betty Jo Tucker movie at headquarters is going to have Katharine Hepburn piece this week. That's Tuesdays at 4 on Blog Talk Radio at Movie Attic Headquarters. Post your site again. What, everybody's listening now? Now the chat room lights up. Okay. As always, and tomorrow's the Mopalooza Festival, May 20th, 11 to 5, and that's live in the park, Riverside Park on the pier. The entrance is on West 68th and Hudson River. You'll see it. As if you hit the river, just look down. It's great because it's outdoors, it's fun, free for the kids, free music. It's terrific. It's just a great, great time. I'll be there emceeing the event. And they got all these great sponsors to put it up so you can come for free, like Power Pilates, Gymboree, clickandimprove.com, Mom Made, Summer on the Hudson, Riverside Park. Oh, Riverside Park, they're terrific. And just, it's a lot of work to put these events on. They're terrific. Cabot Cheese, I go for the free Cabot Cheese. Yum. Wonder what new flavors they have this year. And Working Mother and Mamapalooza. If you want more info on Mamapalooza, go to www.mamapalooza.com. Oh, you're going to have Katherine Houghton on. Yes, from Katherine Houghton from Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Yes, Nancy appearing as Hepburn. I don't know if she'll approve of that. But she did a play, I think, in my town. I can't remember what it was, in Pensacola one time. She was on tour. She's an actress. And are the Houghtons, Betty, any relation to Houghton Press? I always wondered about that. She was such a knowledgeable person. If she was related to Houghton Press at all. Well, oh my gosh, where does the hour go? It goes so fast. Remember, tomorrow the Mopalooza Festival, May 20th, the 2012 Mopalooza Festival. I'll be emceeing. You can see me there. A lot of fun. Thank you, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters, Guest 1188, Renus from Turkey, and Rudy, always wisely, Kaisley. All right, let's go on with a little French band known as L'Anatomie Musculaire with Les Petits Poissons, which means little fish. And that's a little fishy to me. Okay, here we go.
Croquer mon cœur, les petits poissons. Moi, je ferai le morgon.
listening. Everybody's out the chat room. This is Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Go to mamapalooza.com to find out more about tomorrow's festival. Thank you for listening. You've all been swell. Woohoo! Oh, guest coming in too late. Sorry, guest, the show's over. But thank you for popping in. Always good, always good. And thank you. And let's just who's still in the chat room? Oh, just me. All right, let's do a little tribute to all our servicemen for this Mopalooza Festival. Let's just go out on this. How about this? We're going to extend the show just a little bit. Little did I ever tell you?
I feel you all.